This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed with a queer perspective. Good morning, I'm Janet Jukes and my co-host this morning is Taz. Hi Taz.
Good morning, Janet.
Thanks for throwing me into that.
Well, it's about time. You've actually now become a regular, you know.
Oh, no. It's like he hands me a piece of paper and says, do this.
You are now part of the team, Janet, so it's what you have to do.
Well, of course, Taz, it's Saturday the 22nd of Feb 2020 and it's currently 17 degrees, heading for a high of 21. It's beautiful out there today, isn't it?
Actually, it's going to be a top of 22, look.
Ah, it's getting warmer. Mm. Probably shouldn't have worn jeans today. Maybe I could have, you know, gone a bit less dressy.
I don't know, you'll get caught in the hail later on in the afternoon.
Right. Well, that's what they say, isn't it? If you don't like the weather in Melbourne, wait 10 minutes.
I sound like a whinger this morning, don't I?
Oh, well, you know. Sort of, I'm a Queenslander and I said to my mum, what's the weather today? And she said, same as yesterday, Janet, which is Queensland. So, but down here, of course, everyone's obsessed. So this morning we've got a full show. We've got John Pesutto coming in. He's a former member for Hawthorne, lawyer and consultant.
And commentator. He's a regular.
Talking to us about all of the things that have happened in the news this week, and we've got quite a few things happening have happened, haven't we? And then we've got a panel, or the rest of the show is really given over to some discussion around the religious discrimination bill.
We're going to do a deep dive, Janet.
A deep dive. With a cast of thousands.
We did attempt to actually bring together a very balanced panel, but we in fact couldn't find it. We couldn't actually get anybody who supported the panel to join us today. Sorry, supported the bill.
Well, I'm kind of pleased about that because this is Joy and we are talking about a particular community who really in many ways this, I think, legislation's being formed to take away some of our rights, I think.
However, as journalists, we do like to actually present a balanced perspective.
Well, you might, darling, but I'm not a journalist.
Well, at least we'd like to give a bit of airtime to a balanced perspective and to at least generate some debate. But we couldn't actually find anybody who believes that the bill is a good idea. We attempted to bring in some people from the faith sector, and apart from the Uniting Church, we really couldn't lock anybody else down, but they were just simply not available today. And we've had, of course, Reverend Sharon Hollis here before, who's the president-elect, and Deirdre Palmer, who's the current president. Both have been on this show and both have talked about their commitment to marriage equality, but we couldn't find anybody who was prepared to come and talk from a faith perspective.
Well, it's interesting, though. I know a lot of faith-based organisations, Taz, well, I'm going to talk a bit more about this later, but are certainly not in favour of the legislation and have put out the proposed legislation and have put out a joint statement condemning it. So that's an interesting sort of bit as well. So, yeah, I think it's a friendless a friendless bill, but nevertheless, if it goes through, a significant one for us.
So I agree.
We need to know about it. So I agree. I'm very pleased we're discussing it today.
But we're going to have a very full studio. We've actually got four guests coming in at the same time, and we want to have a bit of a free-ranging discussion about what this bill really means for our community. We've got Catherine Dixon, who's from the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. We've got Adrian Walters, who's from the Human Rights Legal Centre. We've got Paige Burton, who is well known from an organisation called Equality Australia, very much a pro-LGBTI organisation. And we also have an Assistant Secretary from the ACTU, Liam O'Brien. So that's going to be a very interesting time, I think, Janet. It's going to be interesting sort of to try to manage that, I reckon.
Yeah, and maybe just get those slightly different perspectives but understand a bit more about the legislation.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. Now, I always ask Macca this. What was your highlight during the week, Janet?
And as you know, Taz, in our pre-conversation, I struggle to answer this because, you know, my days sometimes feel taken up with parenting teenagers and dealing with 15-year-olds who want to colour their hair three different colours and taking them to their first job. So that's probably my highlight, is some of those sorts of mundane things as well as surviving at work.
It sounds like just the usual ADLs, activities of daily living.
And then you come to Saturday and think, where did that week go? Yeah. So life speeds up when you get busier and busier.
Do you think we might have a glass of wine after the show today?
I think we'll have at the very least. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I've had an incredibly busy week. And my partner's been overseas, which has been a little bit interesting because we don't spend a lot of time apart, as it turns out. Perhaps once a year for a couple of days when neither of us have to go on a work-related gig. So in some respects it's been a bit of a blessing because it's given me time to focus and really get into work. But look, I actually feel a bit knackered, to be honest.
Oh, no, it's all that work. It's terrible, isn't it?
Well, it's good. It's good
for
us.
Well, how is the beautiful Ian, though? Has he been in Dallas.
He's in Dallas in the US, in Texas. I've been getting a very steady stream of texts and photos and messages. It actually looks like a bit of a soulless place, really. Mm. Well, based on the selection of photos I've seen from Ian.
It's a very big, broad country, isn't it? I know Deb's head off to Denver, Colorado for a conference later in, I think, April or something like that. Not afraid of the SARS, travelling on planes with SARS, with the coronavirus, is relaxed.
We've talked a fair bit about that. Mm. I think, the issue with aeroplane travel is the recycled air.
That's right.
But there's enough filtration in those mechanisms to probably deal with that. You really do need to get pretty damn right close to someone who is infected to get it.
It's interesting, though. I think that it would be very interesting to see how that plays out. We were talking to some investors yesterday as part of an investment committee, and their view is that it's even so far isn't the impact hasn't been that much greater than the SARS virus at this point. So it'll be they're not quite sure what it'll mean for the economy and world, and certainly travel.
I think it's going to have a massive economic impact. It's also having a massive social impact. We're already beginning to see a bit of racism creeping into the conversation and into behaviours. Mm. There are parts of our city that are almost in lockdown mode. If you go out to Box Hill, it's just the streets are deserted at the moment. There's hardly anybody out. The restaurants are empty. Our emergency departments are being inundated with people who are concerned. And so, of course, that has a...
And I work just here, just near the Joy Studios in Chinatown, and certainly the streets are a lot quieter with all of our Chinese students, and because I think it's about 500,000 Chinese students here.
So it's noticeable.
Massively noticeable. So, certainly I think that knock-on effects are a little, will start to come through, but we'll see whether people's fear are justified or not.
Mm. And as someone who works in the health space, I have seen the impact on our hospital system.
Yeah.
Apart from the tons of people turning up, It actually means that you then have to support those people. You can't just ignore them. You actually have to listen to what they have to say, assess them, perhaps test, you know, screen them and then test them. But it means that you're taking resources away from your usual work, which is dealing with real emergencies as they're coming in.
But Australia ahead again. I think in Queensland, a virus being tested according to today's paper. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
right.
Good news.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.